No, I was very well conditioned. Really just maintenance in the body, you know. Sometimes not doing too much, but in the off season really getting yourself in a great shape, you know, in terms of running and conditioning and lifting and those things really, you know, and maintaining my strength throughout the season. You know, that's part of my strength program. I got stronger throughout the season, you know, my body totals and, you know, during the week I would definitely ice tub a lot, ice tub about twice. And then Thursday and Friday, you know, I'm ready to practice, and Saturday I was always ready to play.
You're part of a very deep group of junior running backs in the class of junior running backs. Was that part of your decision at all? Did you consider that at all? Like, how that would affect you?
No, I didn't consider any other backs in my decision. You know, I said to myself, I'm going to come in and have to do what I have to do here. Any other place, you know, it's definitely going to be another challenge for me. And, you know, I'm just ready to prove myself all over again, you know. I definitely proved at the college ranks that I was a great football player, and now, you know, I have to just continue to pursue my dream of being an NFL football player and try to be the best I can be here. I was aware, but at the time, breaking records, you know, I like to break records the right way, and the way we was beating that team, you know, I took myself out of the game. Because, you know, something could have happened, a freak accident could have happened. And if I'm going to break a record, I like to break it in the heat of a battle and knowing that the other team was fighting and trying. You know, that was a time of the game where we were kind of trying to run out the clock. So I thought it was best that, yeah. I talked to many teams here, the Dolphins, Falcons. You know, a lot of several coaches, you know, you're going to run into, you mainly, as a junior, you know, I'm able to talk to a lot more, you know, because I didn't have the chance of a bowl game to interview or an all-star game. So I'm definitely going to have a lot more interviews, you know. I have some more tonight.
You and Steve Slade have, like, smaller running backs. Is that
hurt you at all, or could you make that work to your advantage? I mean, you could just go down the list in NFL of how many small backs is, you know, carrying the load, you know, and you know, I think that term small back is kind of used in a different way. You know, I see a lot of small backs as an advantage. You know, you got a big old lineman, 6'6", and once you get behind them, before you 2 or 3 yards down the field, you know, defenders probably can't even see you. So, you know, being small could be an advantage, you know. But definitely, you know, being small has a lot to do with kind of heart you have. And, you know, for me, I run bigger than my size, you know. And I usually don't shy away from too much contact, which, you know, definitely at the next level, you know, you got to work on, you know, because everybody's bringing it. But, you know, but I definitely run bigger than my size.
Is your back that you
I definitely like to watch Maurice Jones-Drew, you know, perfect example right now. And that's a present player, but a past player I definitely idolized with Emmitt Smith. You know, Emmitt had great feet, and he used his line better than anybody I've ever seen, you know, in the way he set up his blocks and his used his fullback. He used every part of being small as an advantage, you know, and that was real smart. Like you said, he's very smart. And same thing Maurice Jones-Drew is doing now, you know. He uses his size as an advantage, you know, and his power, and he's compact, and, you know, what he brings to the table, you know, it definitely is special. You know, you see him popping runs and running back kickoff returns, you wonder how this guy's doing. He uses his blocks very well, and that's one thing I've watched.
What's your size?
Me, I was 5'8", 199.
What's your target 40
time? My target 40 time, you know, is definitely going to be in the 4.4 range. My training helped me out a lot. You know, I got there, and I trimmed down a few pounds. You know, I was 206. My game weight is 202, but I felt running-wise, you know, anywhere between 200 and 199, I feel great going out there running and, you know, have a little extra pop in my step.
What is the one thing that will set you apart from the other underclassmen?
I think I just really have to be myself. But I obviously ran the ball a lot at Rutgers, and we tend to stick to our game plans. And, you know, I definitely, once I go out there and start catching the ball, I think that'll stick out, you know, which is not going to be a problem. You know, I caught a lot of passes during practice and during spring ball where I was lined up in a slot and ran routes. So, you know, that's just a part of my game that, you know, haven't been seen. But, you know, with this weekend and all of the events here and me being able to participate in all the events, you'll definitely see a lot more to my game that, I mean, probably wasn't shown on TV or shown on film, you know. The physical stuff, you know, I had a lot of pass protection stuff this year. I was in on third down, which was new for me. But I'm definitely up for a challenge, you know. You know, catching the ball and, you know, running routes is something I have to do in the NFL. I'm definitely going to be up to it. It's something I have to do. Oh, he told me to enjoy it. You know, it's tiring and long this weekend can get. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and he told me to enjoy every bit of it and, you know, go out there, have fun, compete, you know, take it as a competition, and that's what I'm going to take it as. I'm hoping, you know, I definitely know a lot of backs use the two-back system, but I want a team to feel comfortable, and I want to feel comfortable, you know, to know that I could play first and second down, but if by chance I become a third down back in the NFL, that I'll be a great third down back, you know, but I'm going to do whatever it takes to, you know, obviously be the best I can be on the next level. If that's running the ball, passing, or catching, you know, I'm going to do it, and even special teams, kick return.